It's not easy looking this good. Feel fit and fabulous with Krista in the Morning Rush.
Yes, honey, it is time for all you ladies to get real close to your lovely speaker because it's time to talk about fabulous, feeling fabulous, and looking fabulous, as always, are my beautiful co-hosts on Wisconsin's 57 Girl Talk, Karina Crade, of course, a beautiful actress. She's an author. Crade Entertainment is her thing. Beautiful mommy-to-be. How are you, love?
I'm great. It's Friday, Krista. Woo! I'm excited. Woo! Friday morning. Yes. Happy to be here, always.
Oh, well, it's always great to see you. And say hello to this beauty, Jessica Cavazos. She is the president and CEO of the Latino Chamber of Commerce of Dane County. And, of course, a lovely co-host on Girl Talk.
Hola, everybody.
How are you, girl?
I am phenomenal. It's the onset of Hispanic Heritage Month. Yay. And, you know, I'm going to be really busy. Woo.
You're nonstop. You work all weekend, right?
Yes, girl, all weekend.
I love that. And of course, you have your beautiful daughter, Soleil, here this morning. She's
right.
Adorable. Well, get ready because he is back in studio. You want a hot body? You want to feel good inside? Well, he is here once again. My own personal trainer, Hans, from Pinnacle Health and Fitness. What's up, my man?
Good morning, Krista, ladies. Great to see you again.
Woo!
Great to see you.
So tell us, what is in store? What are we doing?
You know, Krista, the last couple of weeks, a lot of us have put our kids back in school, right? New schedules, maybe a new school. And I just thought, you know, other than New Year's, this is kind of the big new time of the year, new season for so many people. And I thought, we've talked about health and fitness. We've talked about strength. We've talked about cardio. It's a new season for school. I think it's a time to start a new season for fitness. So let's talk
love
about
it.
New things today.
I love that idea.
It's fresh. Yeah. It sounds fresh and
right?
new.
I like that.
Makes sense for this time of year, right?
Feeling good. You know, speaking about, you know, being back to school, I know with Gia being back in school, I have a little bit more time as my own self being a mom. What would you say would be a good fitness plan for ladies to mm-hmm. get back into that?
Yeah, so, you know, you can go a lot of places here. I think the number one thing I deal with in the gym is people doing the same thing over and over. So when you think of starting something new, I don't want to totally reinvent the wheel. I'm not suggesting that. But I think if you have something that you currently do at the gym, what would it look like to change that up? For example, a lot of people come in, they jump on that elliptical, they hang out for 30, 40 minutes, whatever it may be. How do you switch that up? That's my number one question for people. So if it's 30 minutes on the thing, on the elliptical, for example, maybe you change that to 40. Okay, maybe you say, I'm going to get off the elliptical early and I'm going to go spend 10 minutes and I'm going to start getting myself ready for the bike. You know, in Wisconsin, the outdoor workouts start to come to an end. Exercise bikes become much more popular. Maybe start spending time on a bike. So I think finding a way to not totally redo your workout, but do what you already do and change it up is at least somewhere to start.
And I know he tells me that when I'm doing cardio, Chris, don't continue doing the same amount of time. If you're going to go harder, if you need to go less time, but you got to change it up.
And you did that. I remember 2 weeks ago, you did that. I mean, you were exhausted on that curve machine. And
yes,
in absolutely new ways. And I was working with somebody else, but I saw her doing it. You're absolutely doing what I'm suggesting. You were working really hard. You went to the water fountain more than usual. And that's not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. That was really, really good.
Oh my God. You're blowing my mind because I literally have been doing the same thing for about 2 years. And I know it. It's walking, weights, the elliptical thing.
Yes.
You know, I need to change it up. This makes me think about it.
I think we become so comfortable because, you know, I have the same machine I just kind of just gravitate to and I go to the gym. And it's like I don't add any kind of mixture. I don't try anything new, but...
What's your machine, Jessica? What's your machine?
It's like the cross trainer, the one that you kind of...
Oh, it's fancy.
Krista knows that one too.
Yeah, it's a fancy one.
So, Jessica, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
What's the next machine you could go try?
You know, I don't know. I mean, there's that one that looks like a stepper, but it has like, it's almost the same machine, but it's just a different kind of like you're going up some steps.
That's your first step. And here's my challenge to you. If you are, for example, 30 minutes, my challenge to you is do 20 minutes on the machine you're comfortable on and then go give 10 minutes to a new machine. See how that goes. That will be your first step. Report back to me. That's your challenge.
I will, because I am terrified. I'm just kind of like, what if I trip? What if I,
you know? Jessica, everybody does that same thing. I see people come into the gym every day, and I know they don't only go to the same two ellipticals, they go to these same ellipticals. And if that machine
that's
is down,
me.
They come and
that's
talk to me, and they say, Hans, my machine is down. I'm like, well, first off, that's not your machine. That's our machine. And other people use it during the day. So It's that's the number one.
So
thing
I'm not the only one.
That's you good. Are not the only one.
Not the only.
And I had a quick question about you know, I always go at the same time, so it's like in the afternoon or you know 6 o'clock at night. But now that the kids are back to school and as a busy career mom, what do you think? Mornings are better. Or when is it best to work out?
That's a great question. I think you know. I feel like mornings are best. That's not true because I come in the evenings and I see people that are absolutely killing it in the gym. So I think for most people that I work out with, the mornings are best for them because so many people just say, Hans, if I don't get it in before work, after work, it's just not happening. If that's you, you need to leverage that and listen to that and make time in the morning for it. But, you know, physiologically, there is no difference morning or afternoon. But I think, you know, if you go through a normal work day, right, and then try to work out, it is going to be harder. It's doable. There is no necessarily better time. You just have to not let work, quote unquote, be an excuse. We all have time for work. We all have time for play. We all have time for our health and bodies. We got to figure out where that's going to fit in and not let work be an excuse per se.
Right, because it's so easy to say like, oh, I just worked a full day. I don't want to go to the gym at this point. First, when you just get and you do it, and then you have all this energy.
But then you feel so much better about yourself that you actually push yourself, even though you're like, oh, I can't go. I'm too tired.
You know, and it's about having a plan. Yeah. We're talking about a new season, and if you don't have a plan, it's just not going to, you don't, fit and fabulous, right? This is called, you do not get fit and fabulous without a plan. You do not do anything in life without a plan and execution. And so if you don't have a plan, it's just going to be a lot harder. If you have a plan and it says, hey, I'm going to work, but I know I'm going to get my butt to the gym afterwards, that can absolutely work. You just have to really stick to that plan.
Cheers. I just want to quickly just let everybody know, you can ask questions as well at 321-0931. Pick up the phone and ask us. We're on Facebook Live asking questions as well as with us ladies.
So I have to talk to you about something. I'm 8 months pregnant, and this is a new season. We're talking about that. My season is pregnancy, and so I want to know, how do you get exercise in when you're in hibernation mode? I mean, Netflix and the couch is my workout right now. I can't be alone, right?
In that? Congratulations. I've known that. That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, pregnancy is a hard thing. You know, I can definitely say exercise is good. If you're having a normal pregnancy, if you have no complications, exercise is not only good, it's beneficial. You know, ACSM, other medical organizations say absolutely you should be exercising. Of course, talk to your doctor first. But, you know, there's extra motivation when you're pregnant, right? You're not only thinking about yourself, you're immediately thinking about this next person growing inside of you. And so you're thinking not only of your health, but that baby's health. So, yeah, motivation is a hard thing. But one, I want to let you know, exercise is absolutely recommended. And two, I think you need to be thinking about, after that baby's born, you know, whether you're a first-time mother or this is number whatever, 3, 4, 5, everyone is different. And so you need to be thinking about, what's that life? Because you are going to be super busy, as you well know. How do you set up a lifestyle now to say, I know exercise is good for me? Like we were talking about before, Jessica, I need to put this into my schedule because I know it's important. The science says it's important. The motivation is there because I want to care not only for me, but this baby. And so walking is good. Strength training, believe it or not, is still good. Yoga is good. The pool is a fantastic workout.
That's my favorite.
Stay away from twisting the body. Stay away from back bends in yoga. Stay away from hot yoga. But moving the body is certainly good, because when that center of gravity changes, when that baby's there, that's going to be different tugs on the body. You need the muscles. So start building those muscles now for, like, you know, not you with 8 months pregnant, but, you know, lower back pain it's a big deal. For pregnancy.
And if you could just see how adorable Karina is as a mom. Seriously, she's one of those girls that you're like, really? Like, you just have this adorable little basketball tummy, and then you're just, But it's very true. I mean, this isn't your first child. It was your second child.
This is my second, too. Yeah. And I love what you said about creating good habits now, because I think that is, like, the big thing for mommies. Like, you need those habits now, because then when baby comes, everything gets thrown up in the air, and having some consistency is so important for us.
So you're 8 months in. What have you done to stay fit during your pregnancy?
I mean, I walk. I'm a big walker. I do some weightlifting, but like we were talking before, I don't change things up. So that's making me think about, well, maybe I should try the pool.
And I guess I would add that caveat. Maybe pregnancy isn't necessarily the time to switch things up. Certainly 8 months in. But so has strength training helped you?
Absolutely. Yeah. I do feel like it's getting me to, you know, like I feel it a little differently in my arms. I'm working upward more than downward because like, you know, you can't even see your feet at this point. So it's kind of hard to even get to the gym.
Right.
But, That's true. But yeah, getting in good habits and walking is a big one for me. And I like that. And I can do it for a long time, especially when I have good music.
So. And it gets harder because, you know, I have a 2-year-old and I had him after 40. So, you know, I still have that pouch. And no matter what I do, it's
girl.
Like, boom. It's like, you know, and so I don't know what to do. Like, I've you know, done the sit-ups. I tell you like what my favorite machine is.
Yes.
I've done these like water aquatic kind of like, what is it? Water cardio or something.
Yeah, water aerobics, water running, sure.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't, nothing has helped. And so one of the things I was going to ask you, what do you recommend?
Yeah, you know, that is something we've brought up in the past year. It's at one, I already gave you that challenge, try something
right.
new.
Uh-huh.
And not only for a couple of weeks or a couple of months, but for the long term, let's try something new. Because once the body gets used to a workout, it's just not going to be forced to change. So one, Jessica, when you change it up, you will start to see benefits. Number two, I would say, and this is what I've been preaching all summer, strength training. Mm. Heavier weights. You and I can talk offline. We're going to put something together to make sure it's really good strength training.
Jessica!
Yep, we are going to do that.
I'm going to get that beach body.
Yeah, you are.
Got it. We're going to get you there.
Girl. Always looking good. So listen, we are running out of time, but listen, we will continue this on our Facebook Live so you can ask us questions. Also, we have a fabulous podcast that you can check out. But real quickly, Hans, just so people in their car, where can they follow you on social media?
So on Instagram, I'll put the link on your page, but it's at Hans Schiefelbein, kind of long. So find us online on Facebook. And hey, if you're going to try something new this week, hashtag Fit and Fabulous. I'm going to find you and I'm going to give you 4 weeks of free online training. Show me your workout. Show me your switch up. Hashtag Fit and Fabulous.
Love it.
4 weeks online training with me.
Oh, you're the best. Again, Hans from Pinnacle. He is amazing. Everybody I see that works out with him, their body is tight and they're feeling really good. And so once again, Karina Crade and Jessica Cavazas, we love you from Wisconsin 57 Girl Talk. Again, check us out because we're continuing this conversation. So yeah, so then Hans, so what you were saying then with Jessica, it's a good idea that you're going to probably, you know, find a great plan for her when it comes to that, that baby.
Yeah, I think, you know, I can't recommend it. I can't stress it enough, you know, and we talked about this and you guys even kind of admitted to it that rhythm and routine is a really good thing until you don't switch it up. And that's just me and the exercise part of me saying, you know, and I'm going to make the analogy to piano. You come in and do the same piano piece 5 days a week. You're really good at that, but you are a one trick pony. And it is so hard to challenge yourself. You know, Karina was talking about motivation. Mm-hmm. Aaron, your producer offline, was talking about, he's like, if I don't have an actual sport that I'm training for, it's really hard to get motivated. And so you have to kind of begin with your why. Like, why am I doing this? Is it weight loss? That might be enough. Is it to be a better racquetball player? That might be enough. It's that I want bigger arms and bigger biceps. You know, whatever it may be, you got to figure out your why first so that you can change it up. And I think you need to tap into things like this. Professionals like me and other personal trainers that say, here's the big picture I see of exercise. What are you doing? Great. Now let's switch it up. And that's why I offered that free thing to anybody who wants to just switch it up. You know, hit me up on the Facebook group. It's a great opportunity to say, hey, Hans, here's what I do for the last 4 weeks. What should I do differently? That is super easy for me to say, I want you to do this, this, and this. And for some people, all they need is to be told what to do by somebody who knows what they're doing.
For sure.
And that's your...
For sure.
That's exactly what you do.
Because I remember I was like you girls, going to the gym, doing the same thing over and over and over. And I see people doing that all the time. But what I learned from Hans is that they're not progressing really. They're just doing the same thing. If I'm just going on my treadmill every single day for an hour at the same amount of time, I'm not changing my body. I'm just staying stagnant.
That's a good point. That's a good point. And it's this fine balance between progressing and building, but also trying something new. So, for example, I'm doing a triathlon this weekend, right?
Woo!
Three sports. Thank you. That's not what I brought that up.
But
the point is swim, bike, and run, right? So my run isn't getting much better, but that's okay. My swim is really, really bad. But this summer, I've gotten so much better at it. So it's not like you can get better at everything all the time.
Yeah.
But the beautiful thing about triathlon is it gives you the opportunity to do different things. So one, you don't get burned out. Two, you pick something and get better at it while leveraging your strength. For me, the run is just fine. I can just kind of put that on cruise control for a while. I don't give it up.
Yeah.
But then I spend time doing a different aspect. And that's what I'm suggesting with you. That's why I said that to you, Jessica. Do what you do best, your elliptical for 20 minutes, and then transition to something new.
That's so good.
Because you know, I want to do, well, I don't even know if they have them anymore because I haven't seen them at the gym, but I was like, you remember those row machines?
Absolutely.
When I was younger, I used to always do that and I loved it, but it's been like 20 years since that.
You should ask. Those are really kind of,
I feel like they have them at my gym.
They absolutely do. And I think they're kind of coming back. You know, CrossFit's a big thing. There's new training protocols where that's really becoming a bigger thing. And so the rower is something, you know, it's absolutely
the
still road, a thing.
Yeah, no, and so I'm going to think of you next time when I go to the gym. And I'm not going to walk to the same, because I actually use the same machine.
I know.
I don't even use the one next to it. You know, there's like three or four.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you on that. I go to the same exact place and I love it. I put my book somewhere, my water bottle. It's almost like a routine for
right?
me.
Right.
You know, and I actually sometimes catch myself not working out. Does anyone else do that? Like I'm on social media and all of a sudden I'm like, whoa, I'm not pedaling. I'm just sitting here.
All right, little behind the scenes, or behind the curtain. The biggest time I bite my tongue at the gym is when I see somebody doing that at the gym. I so want to just walk up to them, but you know what? They're doing their thing. I got to let it go. But you know, and it's not a bad thing. Like I said, I put my run on cruise control, so it's not necessarily a bad thing. But you know, is it getting you better? That's where you constantly need to audit your health and fitness and say, am I getting better or am I just going through the motions? And you know, all of us are staying active, so we're winning in that area. And now it's the fall. It's the new season, new school, time to start it new.
I love that. You know, and I remember I was talking to Hans about this last week, you know, having a baby, having a C-section, it took me like, it felt like forever to kind of get my stomach to be flat again. I'm just curious. I mean, we're not going to go into detail about it though with Hans, but someone that has like a C-section, because you know how they just like rip all those muscles?
Yeah.
It's still possible. It's just, does it have to do more with my nutrition, or does it have to do more with just like, I got to exercise a little bit better?
I am the exercise guy. And
you
as
are.
Much as I want to say it's about the exercise and it's about the abs and all that stuff, certainly it's about calories in and calories out, but it probably is mostly about nutrition.
Got it.
You know, we were talking about this, you know, with the C-section, it's obviously different with the medical, you know, surgery stuff that they do to your abs and things like that. So I can't necessarily speak to all the details of that, but it really becomes more about the nutrition. Certainly the exercise is important. You know, you can't just do crunches and abs to make that necessarily go away. There's no such thing as spot, you know, reducing areas of fat. So it is calories in, calories out, but it's mostly about nutrition.
Yeah. Because, you know, a lot of moms, at least with my girlfriends, who are like, Chris, if I could, like, work on something, it's getting that mommy pouch. I'm like, I know, but you know, it is what it is. And all of our bodies are different. We're all going to bounce back differently. Like, I have a girlfriend whose body just went all the way back. Nothing got ruined on her body.
Yeah. And
nothing.
That's the hardest part about my job is to not get into the, you know, the body differences. Mm-hmm, you know, that's super hard, which is why, and even from a medical exercise knowledge standpoint, I just want people to remember, if you're active, you can absolutely be healthy on the inside. And I don't say that in a cheesy way. I mean, literally your heart, your health, your blood vessels, that's really the important thing, right? It's your blood pressure. It's the preeclampsia during a pregnancy, which is, you know, a huge reason to exercise, to keep yourself healthy on the inside. Some of the outside stuff is more difficult to control. And it's also a bad judgment of how healthy or unhealthy we are. You can be rail thin and super unhealthy on the inside because you're eating cheeseburgers and fries
every day. For sure.
People have that kind of metabolism. Mm. And you can be a little bit more overweight and do cardio, you know, 300 minutes a week and be super healthy on the inside. And frankly, I'd more lean towards the second one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what's so great about Hans. He is about that. He's like, Krista, the most important thing to me is a healthy heart. If you are healthy on the inside, I mean, you won't be around very long.
100%.
I mean, really.
It's kind of a morbid thought, but that's the thing that's killing us in this country is heart disease and high blood pressure and things like that. And that stuff, I can't see the four of you in this room. I can't tell you where that stuff is at. It's a real thing, but that's the things that that's why I go after cardio is king. Absolutely.
I love that. When also thinking about like stress too, when you're tired and stressed out, actually
stressed
working out can make you feel so much better. At least for me, it is. Like when I go to the gym, it's kind of like my, now I can relax, I can walk, I can do things. And so I think, you know, sometimes people forget just getting to that point where you're working out can be also mentally relaxing.
It's a perspective
too.
It can be afterwards, right?
Yeah.
So if there's 24 hours in a day and I'm asking you to work hard, quote unquote hard, for 30 minutes, that's difficult, that's challenging, that requires motivation, effort, time, maybe even money. But you get through those 30 to 60 minutes, the other 23 hours are easier because you've gone through the hard stuff. Mm-hmm. So you know, and that's just the physical side of it, but you're right, the mental side too of the well-being is absolutely a documented benefit of exercise during pregnancy. And then, of course, you know, non-pregnant lives, too.
That's when the man decides to, like, leave the room when you're like, honey, if you touch me one more time, you know, when you're in the pregnancy, you're like, get off me, get away from me. That's when your strength comes out and you're like, kick some butt. So I love that. Well, these are all fabulous things. Again, getting back to school, getting back into the habit of being, you know, moms and with the kids and the stress and making, you know, you got time, you're making sure you're getting to your work in time. It's just, you know, it's a lot. And I think this is a really good segment for getting, you know, especially moms, the ladies, back into the habit of just, it's time for you now.
Yeah. It's a great time of year. If you have more time on your schedule, if you have just a different schedule, new school, whatever it may be, it's just a great time to audit everything and switch it up. I offer that on Facebook if I can help anybody out there. Otherwise, a lot of us just kind of know. We've heard examples this morning of the normal routines we do. Small switch it up. Not everything different, but a small change is going to help in the next couple months.
Hans, I'm going to bring my mommy's group to you.
Yes.
We're going to start working out. How fun would that be? Like 20 moms.
Oh my gosh. 20?
Well, we've got a lot in our group.
Whoa. Let's make it 30.
All right.
I love it. So once again, Hans, you are offering, again, a great deal. You have, you know, you have a Facebook group that we're all about.
I have a Facebook group, and my promotion earlier was on Instagram. The two are kind of one and the same. So either post on the Facebook group with hashtag Fit and Fabulous, or do it on Instagram. If you can, tag me, find at Hans Schiefelbein here in Madison on Instagram, and show me your workout. Show me a picture of, you know, what you did. And I'm just going to pick one, and we're going to do 4 weeks of free online training.
Gosh, love it.
Fabulous.
There you have it. All right, there it is, the man himself. Again, Hans from Pinnacle Health and Fitness, getting your body all fit and fabulous in every single way. And, of course, Karina and Jessica from Girl Talk. Make sure you check us out each and every week as we are on TV, gracing the airwaves, which you girls are just fabulous at. I'm still like, you know. behind the scenes is way more comfortable
amazing.
For me. Let's be honest. So, all right, until next time, it's Fit and Fabulous. Kristen, the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Bye.